District court judges can impose sweeping injunctions that apply nationwide. And we're joined now by CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime for you, Tony. You know that.
Well, Thane, this situation today, is this an argument based on jurisdiction or on substance?
Well, remember, this case arises out of the birthright citizenship case where three states, Washington, I think Maryland, and Massachusetts each decided to block the enforcement and the implementation of the rule that essentially would deny a woman who's giving birth to a child in the United States, but who is here illegally and has no legal status, for that child to be designated a American citizen immediately upon birth pursuant to the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court isn't even hearing that. That's exactly what the case, underlying case, is about. But this is about something else, which means that the Trump administration was prepared to concede, let's forget what happened below. Let's just say that those women will give birth to American children. We have a bigger problem, which is how are these single federal judges all over the country able to block an executive order around the entire country, a nationwide order? Clearly, that interferes, as the Trump administration is saying, this interferes with my rights under Article 2 of the Constitution to conduct a domestic and foreign policy. And judges don't have that kind of power, that kind of enforcement power, specifically for one federal judge to block it nationwide. So that's what the court is taking up today. It's a special session. It's an emergency session. They normally would not meet on such a day to do oral argument. Clearly, four judges at least, which is required to hear a case, thought that this is an emergency because, remember, this involves 17 or 18 other cases around the country in which executive orders were being blocked by federal judges. So this case really goes beyond birthright citizenship and affects all of the executive orders that have been sort of stalled and halted since Donald Trump signed them.
Thane, have we had any precedent before with the Supreme Court about whether district judges can have this impact beyond their district?
Tony, no. In fact, not only do we don't have it, England doesn't have it. Why do I ask? Tell you that? Because we're based on the common law, English common law principles. So we built upon their existing law. So no, there's never been that kind of judicial oversight or interference where the actions of the executive branch. I mean, there's one thing to say that there's separation of powers. It's another thing to say that the courts have even superpowers beyond the president, because what you're really doing is they're not even arguing the merits of the executive order. They're just saying we're blocking it, and we'll block it until such time as the case gets resolved. And the president is saying, wait a minute, I got elected to do the, among other things, deportation. And this stuff can't be blocked. If you want to argue this thing in court, we can find this, argue about the constitutionality of these various executive orders. But in no way should a federal district judge be empowered to put a stop to it in its tracks. And that's really what the court's going to hear about today.
Now, is this going to be simply whether this can be done on a nationwide basis, or is the Trump administration argument that a district court judge couldn't pause this even within simply their own district?
Well, the Supreme Court, you know, can take up a number of different avenues here, right? The way you're describing it is that would be a much more narrower, right, decision to say you cannot halt by way of injunction nationwide, but you can halt it locally. You can just say it won't work there. Now, the immigration advocates who are arguing the case on behalf of birthright citizenship saying, well, what's that going to look like? That means that if you're an immigrant in Massachusetts, you know, you are saved. But if you're one in Texas, you're on your way back to somewhere, including an El Salvador prison, right? Or, you know, and your child's going with you. or you're simply lost. There is no deportation, but you've already forfeited your child's right to citizenship. So that's the argument, you know, that the immigration people are making, which is saying there has to be consistency here. It can't be so arbitrary that it depends on your state. The Trump administration saying, look, if this is what the court decides, what it decides, we want the court to say there's no nationwide injunction. But, you know, the real question is, can you enjoin it at all, which is the point you're saying? Can you enjoin an executive order locally, just in your state? Maybe you can, but you definitely can't nationwide. That would still be a giant victory for the Trump administration, because they're saying, we'll take that. We just want to stop it, have one federal district judge to have that kind of universal power, and we'll fight out the court of the merits of the case in the local court, the federal court in that state. But what we're really trying to do is stop what's happened now, which is 17 cases are in progress arguing about the constitutionality of a presidential power under Article 2 to do any number of things, like fire people, you know, in USA, right? All kinds of cases have been brought up that in the meantime are on pause. And I think the Trump administration is saying the Supreme Court has the authority to limit or expand their ruling. We hope they will rule on nationwide injunction, but it's possible that they might say that judges, of course, have discretion to enjoin the implementation of powers, presidential powers, locally, just in your area.
Thane, thank you so much for your insight, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Of course, Tony. Thank you.
Thane Rosenbaum.